Alex, Jason, Dick, and friends in the morning. Good morning, my friends. There's my number one friend. There's some Hodge in this house. Certified geek 7 days a week. Nick Hajda makes the other producers look a week. Nicholas Hajda, assistant host of the program. Yeah, you rocking with that Nicholas Hajda. Get a bucket and a mop for that Nicholas Hajda. I don't know the beats or the melody. This is a Florida Man Kyle joint suggestion. He's been barking up my tree to do that one for a little while. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Dude, excellent.
You fixed up? Is everything good?
Yeah.
Last I saw, I'm
just trying to get fooled.
You were teetering a little last I saw you.
I wouldn't even bring it up.
Oh, okay.
I would just tell people go check out our sports podcast.
Did you post? Did the sports podcast post?
Yeah.
So we recorded a new thing yesterday. Got a little real there for a second. I don't know. Some people.
You keep saying it got real. It got usual. It got usual for a sports podcast.
I was just trying to create an entertaining program, and then somebody starts screaming at the top of their lungs and yelling and.
My bad. I apologize. Yeah,
I don't believe that you apologize. I don't think that that's
trying to get.
I don't think that's sincere at all. But no, it was. There was some significant things in there, and I was like expecting, to see some tweets or some emails, just checking in, like, hey, is everything cool? Everything? Nope. Not a single piece of feedback. So
I got one person in my DMs about it.
Oh yeah, what'd they say?
I mean, stuff.
Okay.
Hey, I was listening to the sports podcast. How do we increase ratings? I don't listen on my radio anymore since I work from home. I listen on the app. Does that help? Do podcast downloads help? Is there a certain time of the show that I should tune in?
Don't read me DMs, man. That's a violation. That is uncool what you did there, man. Headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. I was just trying
to have fun and telling people what's going on in the world.
It's been a long time.
Thanks.
You have to reset the clock for you, the doomsday clock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm the one on the doomsday clock now? Mm-hmm. Is that the way that it works?
I had unplugged that thing, but it just turned on its own.
I did get some additional suit feedback yesterday. You know what they came to me and they did, Nick? They told me not to do something. They didn't tell me what to do. They told me not to do a thing. But guess what? I'm going to keep doing it.
Was it have an off-air fight on air?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm very uncomfortable right now with the subject
matter.
Why?
What are you talking about? I just asked you how you were. Did you fix yourself up?
I need the curtain. Yes.
You said I'm good.
So I need the curtain back up. I'm exposed here in my underoos.
Okay. April Fools! That was all just a joke. Everything's good. Yeah, it is April Fool's Day today.
Is this the worst April Fool's in the history of April Fool's?
How? What do you mean?
Just like, I am not about it. I'm not a big April Fool's guy. I don't enjoy pranks.
Are there big April Fool's guys out there?
Oh, God, yes.
Get at us. Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. Is this your Christmas? Is April Fool's Day your favorite day? Have you been thinking of pranks, lining them up for weeks on end, and now you're just going to start executing them?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McAllister style? Would that guy be an April Fool's Day guy?
No.
Those were survival pranks that he was running there?
Well, he's like, that's child's play. That's for children to do. I kill people with paint cans and falling pipes.
Right.
You put
he's actually a manslaughterer.
Yeah.
The pranks, get out of here.
Did you make it to the hospital on your prank? What are you doing?
There's no blood. I use fire in my, in my pranks.
How many guys did you light on fire?
Yeah. But why is it the worst April Fool's Day? I mean, surely a year ago would have been the worst one, because that was when we were first locked down, stay at home, can't make no.
But that was still when we had hope and optimism. Like that, it was brand new. This whole pandemic thing.
We're without hope and optimism right now.
April 1st, everybody was still like, 2 weeks, we got it, we got it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really care for April Fool's Day either. I think I noted yesterday that maybe last year, because there were so many things and we weren't paying attention, but there's usually an email that comes down from the bosses saying, hey, just a reminder, we don't do April Fool's Day pranks on the air. Don't try anything. If you have something planned, run it by your manager, but it's always better just to not do anything. Nobody cares about April Fool's Day. Don't do that. To the best of my knowledge, the only thing, one iteration of this program before I was on it, Trina and Drew, what's up, guys? Y'all all right out there? Once did a bit where they just kept playing cat meows. Like... without anything during songs, during
Super
the show.
Super style.
And yeah. And there were just a series of meows.
Is it the same meow?
No, I don't think it was that meow. I think it was some more, less cartoony, more real meow.
Yeah, I don't want to treat a Drew meow.
And yeah, they would explain
hand
that
meow down.
A cat was crawling around the tower, the transmitter, and we couldn't hear it in the studio. But are there meows going out over the air? Is there a meow? And then at the end of the show, April Fools, we've been playing the meows the whole time.
I'm just not one of those people that pays attention to things like dates, you know, and so it always sneaks up on me and it's like, crap, I should have planned something or something like that.
Yeah.
But also just why wait till April Fool's? If you just want to prank somebody,
be a prankster,
just prank somebody.
Yeah, just prank all the time. Don't be some basic bitch April Fool's Day prank doer. Volkswagen. If I told you Volkswagen was changing the name of their company to Volkswagen to promote their electric car. Is that something you'd be interested in? Well, too bad, because it was just a prank, just an April Fool's Day prank. But they did do this, announce a name change, that they were changing the name of the company to Volts with a T, Volkswagen.
Here's the problem, Volkswagen, is that I didn't realize that there was a difference. Like, I kept seeing this headline pop up because they released it early as well. And it was just, I was like, they changed their name from Volkswagen to Volkswagen or Volkswagen to Volkswagen. I didn't see a difference. It's too similar.
It's just one letter change in there. It didn't get you. They said that they would use the new name in advertising and on its electric vehicles. And then they quickly had to say, hang on, just kidding. Because they might be subject to SEC fines and penalties now. It is believed they may have broken U.S. securities law by misleading investors because
somebody's fired.
After the move, Wall Street analyst started releasing guidance about what it might mean for the future of the company, with one analyst even saying that the name change, quote, underscores VW's clear commitment to its EV brand, end quote, and then going on to talk about the market opportunity for electric vehicles in the United States and Europe and China in the coming years. So I guess people were flocking to buy themselves some Volkswagen stock because they're like, oh, these guys are serious about electric vehicles, which they probably are serious. I mean, everybody gets serious. They've put out a million statements saying, hey, just kidding. Let's see here. The one statement, quote, Volkswagen of America developed and implemented a marketing campaign to draw attention, also with a wink, to Volkswagen's e-offensive. Is that what they're calling? Is the car the e-offensive? That's a bad name.
Probably just their strategy for going electric.
Okay, cool. Well, they may be in trouble. You know, the SEC, they don't take lightly to these things. 2018, Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, was fined $20 million after he tweeted that he was going to take the company private at $420 a share. It was a 420 joke. Elon Musk.
They're going that kind of green? I'm into it.
What a prankster.
It's hot box of Volkswagen.
Who is this? Let's see here. Charles Whitehead, Myron C. Taylor alumni professor of business law at Cornell Law School. Nerd. says, quote, this is not the sort of thing that a responsible global company should be doing, end quote. All right. And that's why we don't do April Fool's Day pranks here on the Jason Dick and Friends Morning Show, okay? We are a responsible global company.
Yeah. Was the IHOP thing an April Fool's Day prank?
No, I think that was real, right?
That should be an example of things not to do.
You're mad about that?
I'm still mad about
that. You're a burger guy. I thought you'd be all about that.
Stick to pancakes, IHOP. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Nicholas Hajda, who goes to the steakhouse and orders a cheeseburger, is upset that the International House of Pancakes went burgers for a month? I figured you would like to make every place burger play. It should be, instead of Waffle House, Burger House.
Burger Hut.
Burger Filet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Burger Deli.
All of the places. Yes, all of the places should switch to burgers.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X. 101.
Rugby tickets, AG Rugby versus the Houston Sabercats. Saturday night, Bolt Stadium, Coda. We have those for you in just a moment. I will need you. I need you to be a contestant in Are You Smarter Than Jason coming up in just a moment. Sports brought to you by Pants. So many notable sporting things to discuss. Happy Chris Beard Day.
Yay.
I've been saying all week that I believe Chris Beard will be the next Longhorn basketball coach, and his buyout goes down on today, April 1st. Today will be the day that he is announced as the Longhorns coach. Now, I did say that I thought it would happen last night, that there would be a you'd get a notification saying the Longhorns agreed in principle, Chris Beard, and it'd be announced today. He'd be on the campus tomorrow. So far, your boy's wrong.
Yeah.
Because they have made no such announcement.
I feel like you can't make a big announcement today.
Like, because it's April Fool's Day? Fools.
Like, you can't...
Don't let... You see, now like you're... if you don't make your big announcement, you let April Fool's Day win, okay?
But just... It seems like... you do it the day before or the day after.
I don't know.
Just wait.
I don't know.
Like, I don't believe that Michael Strahan's teeth are not gapped.
Did we ever get to the bottom of that? Is that a real thing?
So far, it has not been revealed to be a prank. Come on, man.
Don't be alarmed. It's baseball season. Today is opening day in baseball.
Oh, right.
It is opening day in baseball. More on that later, but let's go with my man, Tiger Woods.
Hey, it's Tiger.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's detectives say they have determined the cause of Tiger Woods' horrific SUV crash last month in Southern California, but they're not telling anybody. It's a secret.
God, I hate having secrets. I just want to tell somebody.
Let's see here. Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who I think the people have officially got, they're officially out on him.
Yeah.
He said yesterday, quote, a cause has been determined. The investigation has concluded, end quote, but wouldn't give you any of the details because privacy concerns for one Tiger Woods. Now,
hasn't that gone out the window like decades ago?
What's that?
Tiger, just privacy?
Well, yes. Tiger Woods has also always been, probably because of, people always wanted a piece of him. He's been a notably secretive person and the like. I guess this Alex Villanueva guy, people have been upset with him because he early on said that this accident was purely an accident. That there was no evidence of impairment. They did not seek a search warrant for Tiger Woods' blood to screen it for drugs, alcohol, anything like that. My guy does have a bit of a substance abuse past.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like that might be something you want to look into, and they did not do that. They did get the black box from the Genesis SUV that he was driving, but again, yesterday would not share what they found in the black box, the data recorder. They say that they have to have Tiger Woods' permission. Quote, we have reached out to Tiger Woods and his personnel. There's some privacy issues on releasing information on the investigation, so we're going to ask them if they waive the privacy, and then we will be able to do a full release on all the information regarding the accident, end quote. Now, since then, tons of legal experts have weighed in and said, yeah, y'all never do this. You guys do an investigation of a crash, and then you release the details all the time. You don't ever say there's privacy issues with the thing. I don't know exactly what the law is, but they did last night sort of update their stance, saying on Twitter that, quote, the release of the accident reports is governed under California Vehicle Code Section 20012. Oh, my favorite code.
Now hide behind the California Vehicle Code.
When we are able, we intend to release the information learned during the traffic collision investigation involving Tiger Woods. So I don't know. What does that mean? Does that mean that they have to just notify them that they're going to release it? Do they still have to? Because Tiger's never going to give us permission. He's never going to say, tell everybody what a terrible driver I am.
Well, maybe you catch him on the right cocktail of medicines and pills.
Oh, man.
That's not funny.
Come on.
He'd be a little loose with it.
Come on. Yeah, I don't think he and his people are ever going to consent to having that put out there. Which, I mean, we have two options, right? He fell asleep, which I guess we'll never know. Did he fall asleep because he's sleepy? Or did he fall asleep because he's, taking some pills? But he either fell asleep or he was texting and driving, right? Those are your options.
Well, the reports,
there's no brake marks, no skid marks. You just flew right off the road. So that's what we're dealing with here, right?
Is this just because they got is this the same sheriffs that were taking pictures of Kobe's crash and things like that? Like, are they just like super sensitive because Vanessa Bryant sued the crap out of them?
I didn't even think about that. But that's a, Now, listen, those guys were... They were not taking official photos. They were, snapping photos on their, to put on their Snapchat.
They were doing the duck face.
And they took it to the bar that night and be like, hey, you want to check out a Kobe body? which is not cool. I didn't even consider is that a crossover factor there? Very interesting.
But just now after all that, now they're just like, hey guys, everybody just know, yeah. No privacy. We're super important in privacy.
Hey, let's give you some rugby tickets for Saturday night, Bold Stadium at Coda, 512-835-1015. It's AG, the Austin Gilgronis Rugby versus Houston Sabercats, 512-835-1015. Get free rugby tickets right now when we play Are You Smarter Than Jason, 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
Our friend Momo going to join us in just a little bit. Hang out for that. We're also going to have a Black Sheep Lodge gift card for you and a sexual torture device from Nick's Garage that you don't have to win. You just have to go to his house and pick up, right?
I feel like you're putting too much emphasis on the torture part of it.
Is that not what it is?
That depends on your definition of things.
But right now, your chance at an AG rugby tickets versus the Houston Sabercats on Saturday night. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you. I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Go to the hallway. Our contestant is, hi, Matt. Yep. Hello? Hello? Oh, hold on. Who is ruining things? Sorry. Okay. Hi, Matt. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got it. Somebody, Nick, messed the thing up, and don't worry. He's going to be fine. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, Matt.
Good luck, buddy.
That is my bad. I forgot
to. Did you do that?
I didn't do it. I just didn't not do it. I didn't fix it. I meant to tell you to fix it. That's my bad. Sorry. I'll think about what I've done while you're out in the hall. Matt, you and I are going to play this game. You've got your choice of three trivia topics. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions. And if you beat Jason, you will win those tickets. And your topics are canal trivia, Monopoly trivia, or Disney princesses.
Let's go Monopoly trivia.
All right. And this is on the game, not the economic concepts. So hopefully that's what you were thinking. Let's see. The original version of Monopoly was based on the streets of what city in New Jersey? So like your standard... God.
I have no idea. The city in New Jersey?
Yeah, what city in New Jersey?
I can't even think of one.
All right. You're going to kick yourself. Atlantic City. Atlantic City is where you can find Boardwalk and Mediterranean and all those things. Number two, which of the following is not a currently used Monopoly token? So all three of these are used. One is not. Okay. Penguin, bag of money, a rubber duck, and a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Which of those is not a current Monopoly token?
Current? I guess Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You would think so, but no comedy answer D. Bag of money. Bag of money was for a short time, but is no longer. But all the rest of those you can currently play with. And number three, what Monopoly property is a misspelling of its actual name using an I instead of an E?
Illinois.
No. Marvin Gardens. Marvin Gardens is misspelled on the Monopoly board. That's right. Hold on one second, though. Matt, we're going to get Jason back in here. He's not paying attention. So we're going to throw something at him. There we go. All right. Transition.
What's going on with the thing over here? Who's messing with the stuff? Who's holding down the self-destruct button?
I don't know, but look at this machine in the corner over here. That was just sitting there.
There's an old cassette deck.
Is that what those are? Cassettes?
I mean, it's a radio. It's a tuner, but it's got a cassette deck on it so that you can record stuff on the radio.
Plugged into one of the talkbacks from Home Alone 2 that Kevin used to get the hotel room and slow down the speed. I don't know what's going on, man, but that's, somebody's trying to sabotage this radio.
Did you do that when you were a kid? Did you record songs off the radio?
No.
I remember sitting there when I was slumber partying over at my friend Cody's house when we'd be jamming the B93 and be like, hey, oh, dude, just like stay close because Color Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up is coming on pretty soon. And then we got to hit record on that because our parents never going to let us go buy the I Want to Sex You Up tape.
I feel like...
And then you record it and you'd have... You'd have your own version of I Want to Sex You Up with Justin from B93 talking over the intro.
Oh, you got Justin.
Shut up,
too?
Justin. Nobody wants to hear the DJs talk.
That's not true, hopefully.
That's how I knew this was my destiny. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew.
I'm pretty sure by the time I got into trying to record music off the radio, like, they just had it. It was a built-in functionality. It was a boombox with a radio that you could just hit record and it would just do it. But I
mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't holding a tape recorder up to the speaker of the radio.
Yeah, that's how they had to do it originally.
This was 1990, not 1988. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
All right.
Anybody remember B93? Was that 93.3? That's our frequency now, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Who did B93? Although back then, you know, they would round up, mm-hmm. you know, because there were no points. Like, everything was an analog dial.
Sure.
So, like, KLBJ 93.7, they used to be KLBJ 94.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like, weird. Just get it in the neighborhood of 94 and you're going to find it.
So, would we have been 102?
I guess 101.5 is right in the middle. People just be like, hey, figure it out.
You can only get half of our station.
KROX FM 100 and something. Good luck.
Oh, that makes me sad.
The good old days. You'll mm-hmm. miss us when we're gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's see. What's his face? Matt chose Monopoly trivia.
Well played, Matt.
And he got 0 correct.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, the original version of Monopoly was based on the streets of what city in New Jersey?
New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know a lot of New Jersey cities.
That should help you out. That's not how you spell Monopoly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's Monopoly. That's a totally different thing.
I'm trying to think of what's just across the bridge there, but I don't even know that. All right, I'll just go with the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey.
No.
Is it Hoboken?
No. Newark? No. Atlantic City.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the boardwalk. Okay, boardwalk.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a rational distaste for New Jersey.
Yeah.
Or for Atlantic City, and so, yeah, I blanked that from my brain.
Yeah. That's,
and Atlantic City here. You're a deserted wasteland when I was last there in 2014. What must it be like now?
The only thing that screams Monopoly to me about Atlantic City is the go to jail part. That's it. I'm like, okay, now I see it.
It actually seems hard to go to jail there.
I remember
we were driving around and I just saw some motel and it said rooms by the hour. And I was like, why would you rent a... Oh, right.
Because you're a power nap.
Prostitution. Okay, what's next?
Which of the following...
You know what? I might be able to achieve a Monopoly in Atlantic City. I feel like everything's so cheap, you could probably buy up the entire town, right?
I thought you would say you were able to achieve an erection.
Because
you're talking
why?
To prostitutes. I don't know why that's what I was expecting to come out of your mouth. Erection. Number two.
I'm out of your mouth.
Which of the following is not a currently used Monopoly token?
Took it too far.
Yeah. Which of the following is not a currently used Monopoly token?
I didn't even think about that. What if you buy a prostitute and then you can't... I mean, is there any sort of refund policy?
I don't think so.
If you're not able to...
No, because don't they say that a lot of times they just want to talk? The Johns just want to talk about their day and things? And, yeah.
Hate talking.
Mm-hmm.
Except on the radio, like Justin from B93. How did I start whiling out immediately? Okay, go. Here, let's play the game.
Which of the following is not a currently used Monopoly token? Penguin, bag of money, rubber duck... Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Currently used, yeah. So like some Monopoly 2021 things. You got a...
Three are real.
You got a...
One is not currently
multiple
used.
Choice and I'm smarter than, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're being tricky here. There is no bag of money.
There is no bag of money. That's
yeah. Max, I have defeated you, but if you hold on 1 second.
I think it used to be in there, but now it's not. And okay. Yeah. They replaced it with a T-Rex.
T-Rex, probably the most popular board piece of it. Or
I bet you
people like the T-Rex.
Like
we got a prize
though.
For you, Matt.
Penguin's
hold on.
Probably my spirit animal.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Number three. Which Monopoly property is a misspelling of its actual name using an I instead of an E?
Hmm. Using an I instead of an E. Marvin Gardens.
Yes.
Holy
wow.
What can I say, guys? I'm a natural.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.